Hello, this 5 minutes to the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 268. 268. And we personalize Psalm 91. We're now on verse 11. Let's go together. For he has given his angels, we don't even say shall, for he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So we added the verse 12. Okay, so we have been looking at Zacharias and his encounter with an angel, and that was in Luke chapter 1, the gospel according to Luke. And we were at the place where he said that, whereby shall I know this? He said to the angel, whereby, 18, Luke 1, 18 and 19. And he began to explain that because he was an old man. And we said that if Zachariah is saying this, who is supposed to be a priest, somebody who has been officiating, working in God's house, and knows the precedent, has been a precedence, and that precedence is his ancestor Abraham. Abraham is the beginning of the covenant of God. So I mean, he knows that Abraham was 99 years old when God told him, I have already made you the father of many nations. So we're going to Romans chapter 4, where we read that Abraham was not weak in faith, but he believed. So now let's go to verse 20. So verse 19 says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not. So in the previous episode, I talked about considered not. Consider not that you yourself, in order to be in the place where God can go ahead with you and be able to perform what he wants to do in your life, and for the angels of God to be able to work along with you. Because I told you, angels of God is not just a figment of somebody's imagination. They are not just Bible stories. They are real active beings that are workers for God. They are with you right now. And that's why I quoted Psalm 91 verse 11 for you. And you ought to be saying this, making the angels active in your life. Now there's 20 of Luke, of Romans 4. Romans 4, okay? Let me not confuse you. Romans 4, I'm not confusing you. You are confusing me. I'm not confusing you, okay? It says, he staggered not, verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God. He staggered not at the promise of God. He staggered not at the promise of God. When you say somebody's staggering in everyday English, it means that somebody has, let's say, had his fill of alcohol. And when he's walking, you know the way they stagger. You know, going to the left, going to the right, and then they'll be saying easy when they are moving. I mean, where there is no water, there is nothing, they will be lifting their heads as if they are falling to a gutter. Where there is a gutter, they'll rather fall into it. So that's what we know as staggering. But the Greek word for the staggering there, the interpretation, hesitates and waver. Hesitate and waver. So he did not hesitate. He did not waver. And I understand why God would be telling Israel, because you could not inherit the promise because you hesitated. Hesitation. Well, hesitation is when you get to a junction, you don't know which way to turn, left or right. Shall I go backward or go ahead? That's when you stand. And you look like forlorn, like somebody who has been deserted, like an orphan without anybody. That is when we say you are hesitating. And that is what happened to Zachariah. He was hesitating. He was. Whilst Abraham did not, he staggered not. He did not hesitate, but Zacharias hesitated. So what was it that made him hesitate? And he said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. There it is. It's unbelief that makes you stagger, that makes you hesitate. It's unbelief. And, you know, there are things that God, by God's grace, the word of God can thrust them out of your life. If only you will sit before God. You know, I'm giving this 5 minutes, just 5 minutes out of 24 hours. Out of 24 hours. I'm not even calculating how many minutes there are in 24 hours. You know, 60 minutes, and then you have to calculate 60 by 24. Then you will get. Now, imagine that you have this opportunity to hear this for 5 minutes every day. Just 5 minutes. All you do, subscribe, download, and then notifications become. And I will just be talking like this for you. You are not paying anything. You are just hearing me. And somebody will not listen to this. Somebody will not listen to this. And maybe someone sometimes, when people listen to, they don't even take it seriously. It's like, today I'm not listening to 5 minutes of prophet. Okay, then just, and then it goes here and passes through the other ear. That is not your story. You won't do that. But these are words that will do something in your life if you give your heart and your attention to it. He said, my son, Proverbs chapter 4, 20, my son, pay attention to my word. If you pay attention to the word, God will be dealing with every unbelief in your life and you will not stagger. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.